For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our post-game show is powered by Klee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Enjoy great food and a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Don't forget, right next to Klee's is the Next Door Cafe, open at 7 a.m. for breakfast every day. We head down to the field where Ed Sarluka has our Klee's Ocean Trophies Player of the Game.
And that man is number 3 junior Otis Carney for the Indians of Toms River South. Congratulations, Otis.
Thank you.
I tell you, I told you off air here, nobody else is ever going to break that record, 99 yards from the one-yard line. What was the play? Tell us about it.
It was a wedge. I was supposed to be just to get out of the end zone, and I got stuffed. It was like a stuffed play, and I couldn't go nowhere. So I seen open field on the left side, and I just went, and I was going. I got a little gas at the end, but I had to push through.
Well, I'd say you needed gas. You had to make two stops, one on about the 30-yard line and then one on about the 15-yard line. But it was enough to get you into the end zone. You made two tremendous moves on the 30 and then the 15 where you made that slight little cutback. You know, sometimes you just can't teach that. I think Daddy may have something to do with that one, huh?
Yeah, my dad, he's something else. He's in my mind every time in the game. I just try to be as good as him or even better. I just want to be able to go places and see more things, and I'll be able to play and have more games like this.
Well, tell us about this Indian team. You know, we did your game in week 2. This is a different, you know, Toms River Indian team.
Yeah, well, I came here from Delaware my sophomore year. They told me it was like they're coming off a rough season, 0-10. And I was expecting to do big things. Last year we came up short. And this year I was just determined to just bring this team up to another level, back to where it used to be.
You know, your buddy, Mr. Burry there, you know, your cousin, right? I mean, he has been a big part of this offensive explosion.
Yeah, he's been tremendous. Ever since he was little, we used to play football on the cut moves and be able to throw the ball. The basketball court comes out on the field. So I love to enjoy him watching and be able to play with him, and him giving me the ball, and he's doing his thing as well.
You know, you're surrounded by some great athletes on this team, Darius Hart being another.
Yeah, my teammate, one of my best friends. We just been our whole summer. We just wanted to come out and show everybody that we're capable of doing this. We could tie to everybody. Oh, South is this, South is that. We want to show them that this South is where it's at.
Well, you know, the conference title is out of the question with a couple of early season losses, but I think the bottom line here is maybe the Indians could just sneak into that South Jersey playoff picture, right?
Yeah, we definitely want to make it there and then be able to go on to states and everything. With no more consolation games, I want to be able to say I was able to bring my team and everybody to a state championship.
Well, nothing but good things for this Indian team, I think, for the next few years. Certainly congratulations tonight. You know, another thing you probably didn't know, but it's been 10 years, you do know, that the Indians have beaten another Toms River school. 10 years, 18 straight games. You're part of breaking that record.
Thank you. I'm just glad I can be able to want to do it, and me and my teammates. It's great. I thank God and everybody who supports us.
Well, that's our man, Otis Carney, our Klee's Ocean Trophy Player of the Game. Congratulations, Otis.
All right.
Let me walk over and get
sure,
Sig.
Ed. Okay, Ed. Keep walking.
Toms River East team playing, the band playing the alma mater, and the players, cheerleaders, all singing the alma mater.
I got them right here, Kevin and Matt. Congratulations, Ron. You know, I mentioned to you at halftime, this is a different Indian team. You know, you're playing great right now. You know, we can't remember the last time the Indians were 3-3 on the season.
It's been too long, that's for sure. And more so than that is we're 3-2 in the conference, which is what, you know, again, that's been a long time since that happened. And, you know, we're growing. It's a snail's pace, but it seems to be picking up quicker, you know, lately. So we're just going to enjoy this win. This was just a great win for South.
You know, I mentioned to Otis, you know, nobody else is going to have that record, 99 yards. You know, on this field, Matt, one of your assistants, Matty Martin, told me, Kevin Davis, you remember, went 99, so he ties Kevin.
How about that? Same play. Kevin's
wedge
to the right. Otis is to the left. Same thing, though. Same kind of runner, too.
Yeah, Otis Otis said, you know, I don't know if you heard him, but he said, you know, he had to stop for gas along the way about the 30-yard line. I said, wait, no, you're wrong, Otis. You had to stop twice. Because not only on the 30, but on the 15. But he made, you know, I was right on the play following it. You know, it was opposite of where you were on your sideline. But he made two tremendous cuts. You know, I said, you just don't teach that kind of movement. You know, a lot of stuff that he got from daddy, huh? Uh-huh.
But he hasn't been running the ball very much. Like he's just starting to learn. You know, he didn't play much last year because he was, you know, dang injuries. And he didn't run the ball much in the preseason. He's just learning. He's only going to get better and better. But that was the most impressive that he took it the distance. I mean, there were some fast kids chasing him. And,
you know, Tymier Berry, you know, is played great tonight, too. Come out of the second half when East maybe, you know, thinking about getting in the game, and he goes the distance on that long keeper.
That was a midline play. Tymier special physically, but the thing that I love about him the most is, particularly for a sophomore, he can't get flustered. He's calm, he's cool, he's collected, never too high, never too low. And, you know, when you can do that as a quarterback, you know, and particularly in this offense, you're something special. And Tymier's something special.
Give me an update on Trevor. Of course, he was hurt during the in-between week 2 and 3, the shoulder. Give me an update, and will he see the field again this year?
Yeah, thank God. You know, it's a blessing. We just met with Dr. Bay today. We're hoping, you know, fingers crossed, he can start playing next week. You know, maybe spot play some here and there, you know, where we need him. And then hopefully from there he'll get the last how many games we have left. So he didn't lose his whole senior year, which, you know, thank God.
Well, a couple tough ones coming up, but you know what? Brick Memorial, at last point, with a minute to go, we're losing 28-21, and Toms River North gets beat by Brick tonight, 24-21. Those are your next two opponents.
A-South is unbelievable. I'm telling you, whoever wins A-South's a heck of a football team.
Yeah, right now that looks like Lacey.
Yeah, I do, and deservingly so. They're pretty good.
Well, congratulations. Good luck down the line. 10-year drought, 18 straight games the Indians haven't won against Toms River. Like to see in that South Jersey Group 4 pitcher this year. Sneak in there.
We have a shot, but we'll see. One game at a time.
Ron Signorino, Jr., very successful head coach of the Indians. Kevin, Matt.
Appreciate it, Ed.
Nice job, Eddie.
Good stuff, and it's good to see.
What are you laughing about up there?
We're just having our regular fun up here at the end of the game.
Did we get a final in those two, by the way?
We have.
Did Brick hold on?
Let's see what we have. Brick has beaten Toms River North.
Wow.
That is a shocker.
And Southern has beaten Brick Memorial 28-21.
Yeah, Brick Memorial went for an onside kick. Joe Hans, ball went through his hands. Memorial would have had another shot in the last minute. So Southern hangs on 28-21. Two major upsets in A-South.
Yeah, and congratulations to the Green Dragons. Really, that's a nice win for them.
That's a great win.
Lacey is still sitting pretty atop the division right now, undefeated going in to play tomorrow. A Lacey win clinches no worse than a tie for A-South. Just saw that come across somebody's feed as well. We say goodnight here from Dvorak Field. Always nice to be here in Toms River doing one of the all-Toms River matchups. For Ed Sarluke and Kevin Williams and the rest of the crew, James Kenny helping us out tonight and doing a great job. And our good buddy is Phil Harding back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk. Matt Harmon saying so long. Couple of programming reminders for you. Monmouth University football tomorrow, kickoff at 1 o'clock on 1160, 1310 a.m. Jets football on Sunday. For more information on all of our happenings, check out our website at shoresportsnetwork.com. I'm Matt Harmon for Kevin Williams and Ed Sarluka. We say goodnight from Dvorak Field. The losing streak in Toms River is over for the Indians. They beat the Raiders 38-6. You've been listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Thanks for listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Clee's Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. And for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe. Ocean First Bank, here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. The Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever, catch it, watch it, in downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care, from tires to major repairs, on Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Follow high school football all season long on the Shore Sports Network. For the latest news, information, and our broadcast schedule, log on to shoresportsnetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.